Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 14th. From Capitol coverage, hundreds of people gathered in Denver last Friday afternoon for a climate protest featuring Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who has gained international fame for her efforts to combat climate change. KVNF's Scott Franz was there.
Thunberg got a celebrity welcome in Civic Center Park. Dozens of students who left class to hear her speech were also in the crowd. Thunberg told them the weekly protests demanding world leaders to act on climate change would go on for a very long time.
We are here because we care about the future, about what we one day will leave after us. And the political leaders can't seem to think beyond the next election, and that needs to come to an end.
The speech was similar to one Thunberg gave last month to world leaders at the United Nations. Other speakers at the Denver protest criticized the use of fossil fuels and endorsed politicians who support policies fighting climate change. I'm Scott Franz.
The Bureau of Land Management's acting director says past comments he's made doubting the existence of climate change are irrelevant. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Reporters grilled William Perry Penley at the annual Society of Environmental Journalists conference in Fort Collins. When asked about comments he's made calling human-caused climate change fictional, Penley refused to elaborate on how he formed those opinions. He instead cited a directive from his boss, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, to look at climate impacts.
Not going to clarify. Those are my personal opinions. Secretary staked out the position. I'm a Marine. I follow orders. He's told me the way it's going to be, and that's the way it's going to be.
Penley has been the acting director since July, but says he hasn't been briefed by agency scientists on climate impacts on public land. The BLM oversees 247 million acres, or about one-eighth of the total landmass of the U.S. Penley also said past comments he's made on opening the door to the sale of public lands and comparing illegal immigration to a cancer are irrelevant in his current role. I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
This is according to a press release from the National Park Service. On the afternoon of Saturday, October 5th, Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park rangers received a report of two climbers yelling for help on the North Chasm Wall. From the South Rim, rangers could see two climbers actively rappelling off of the Stoned Oven climbing route. North Rim rangers and two search and rescue volunteers responded from the North Rim via Cruz Gully to the base of the Stoned Oven route, where they met the climbing party. One of the climbers, a 27-year-old man from Boulder, had fallen approximately 25 feet while leading the climb. He suffered a lower leg injury that required evacuation. Volunteers spent the night with the climbers while plans were made for an evacuation the next day. On the morning of October 6th, rescuers lowered a litter and attendant 1,800 feet from the North Rim. The patient and attendant were then raised to the rim in that litter. A total of 25 personnel were on the scene, including National Park Service staff and volunteer search and rescue team members, Crested Butte Mountain Rescue and Ouray County Search and Rescue. The patient self-transported to medical attention for further treatment. The National Park Service, as well as a dedicated group of highly skilled volunteers, regularly trains and prepares for these types of complex and extremely difficult incidents. Colorado officials want to hear from the public on a new proposal to add a more affordable public option for health coverage. From the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has the story.
Adela Flores-Brennan with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the plan will help control costs to consumers, in part by spurring competition at a time when hospitals, drug corporations, and insurers are raking in profits. The proposal would require insurers with a certain market share to provide public option plans across the state.
When we talk to consumers out in different areas of the state where they maybe only have the option of one particular company selling health coverage, they wonder what they're missing, and they wonder if they could get a better deal with something else.
The plan would also set rates for payments to hospitals and other providers based on what Medicare pays for similar services. The public option proposal also aims to reduce the cost of prescription drugs by requiring companies to be transparent about rebates and pass them along directly to consumers. Hospital advocates have warned that set payment rates could lead health providers to limit patient services. A recent state report suggests that hospitals have some wiggle room in their budgets. The report found Colorado hospitals could have saved consumers more than $11 billion over 9 years by reining in administrative costs and profit margins. Flores Brennan says setting benchmarks for payments will increase accountability and lead to lower consumer costs.
Because ultimately, healthcare is about the patient. We need to be asking some of our providers and our hospitals to be stepping up and helping as part of that process.
Public comments on the proposal can be submitted to the Colorado Division of Insurance and Department of Healthcare Policy and Finance through October 25th. The plan is set to be finalized in November. After lawmakers approve the plan and the DOI approves rates, the public option is expected to roll out in 2022. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And here's an update from the Denver Post. Federal fire managers had to withdraw 755 firefighters from efforts to suppress the Decker fire, which expanded Sunday in the area south of Salida, according to officials from the U.S. Forest Service. The 7,326-acre wildfire sparked by lightning in the Sangre de Cristo wilderness more than a month ago flared up on Sunday, spreading despite freezing night temperatures and forcing new evacuations near towns along the Arkansas River and emitting smoky particulate plumes that raised health concerns. Air quality specialists deployed to Salida and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment issued an air quality advisory due to the heavy wildfire smoke wafting over southeastern Chaffee and northwestern Fremont counties in the area between Salida and Cotopaxi. Health officials advised residents who see thick smoke to stay indoors. Colorado Mountain residents as far north as Fairplay in South Park and south of Poncha Springs in Sawatch County reported impacts from the smoke. Temperatures dropping to 32 degrees at night typically help squelch wildfires. Colorado's fire season traditionally has not extended into October, though in recent years, wildfires have burned as late as November. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.